Australia's premier dragon boat event, Oz Champs 2026, is just around the corner. And we've got two incredible guests to help us drive in. We've got Pumicestone's Dragon Boat Club's own Paulie Buckman and Michelle Hanton, OAM, joining us today. From the Cubs' podium finish at the state title to what's in store at Lake Kwinana in April. And this is one episode you do not want to miss, so let's paddle on in. Good morning, Michelle, and good morning, Paulie.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, tell us what we can expect, and I'm not sure who's going to tell me first, but we'll see. We'll start with you, Michelle.
We can expect 6 days, can you imagine it?
Hardly,
of fast, furious racing that is going to showcase the best of the best in Australia.
Wow.
On day three, we have the state versus state. So whoever wins that day, whichever state, so the rivalry is well and truly
fierce.
On. Yeah. Fierce. Yeah. Queensland is ready. We're the host state, obviously. First time since 2018. And our state paddlers have been very hard at work. They come from across the Dragon Boat Clubs in Queensland. So they have to trial for a spot. So there's selection criteria. And they're going to paddle their hearts out to be named champions of Australia, hopefully.
Now, Michelle, we know that it is a beautiful ancient Chinese culture, but just tell us a little bit, go back a bit, what draws people to dragon boating?
I think there's a lot of different reasons. Some people, you know, move into an area, they want to make friends, so it's a great sport because you instantly have 22 new friends because that's how many fit in a dragon boat.
Okay.
It's very welcoming. The other attraction is you don't have to be particularly fit to start with because you can go at your own pace, and if you need to stop paddling, you're still carried along in the boat.
Okay.
But another big attraction, particularly when we talk about that premier level elite athletes, they often come from another sport, so, and have had, as we were talking about earlier, they've had an injury, you know, so maybe they can no longer run, but they are powerful, they are athletes, and they can transfer that discipline into the dragon boat where they are taught the stroke. And many of those that are competing for Queensland and other states in Australia will have come from those backgrounds. So it is actually really fascinating as to where people come from. And some make a career of it, some come into it later in life. There's room for everybody.
Yeah, I didn't start until I was 50, so I've been doing it for 10 years now. And it's a low impact sport, but also too, being outdoors on the water is just so beautiful, and it's a very affordable sport. You pay a membership fee and you pay a small fee once a month, say over 6 months during regatta season. So it's very affordable, it's low impact. You can have generations, a whole family in the boat if you like. So, and it is a like-minded team sport. So you're looking out for your buddy in the boat, you're working as a team, and that really bonds people. So, and it just changes your mindset, and you take that back into your workspace as well, into your normal life.
Yes, yeah. And anything that sort of gets a group of people together is can't be bad at all.
And also too, you've got the ability to travel as well.
Yes.
People love taking their paddle and doing a regatta and going on a holiday. You can go overseas, and then you can also go up in all the competitive levels to reach, you know, Aurora's, our Australian team. So it's open to all different types of people, different skill sets, but teamwork's probably, and just the competitiveness and just fitness. I think fitness and friendship's a big thing.
It is, absolutely. And it's one of those sports where we rely, like many sports, very heavily on volunteers. And if you are a paddler who has you know, aged out, so you're no longer able to paddle, or you've got an injury that sidelines you, there is always room for you as a volunteer.
Yes,
and,
yeah.
you know, there are pathways to becoming officials that can take you right up to international level. So it really is a very holistic sport to get into.
It certainly sounds like it, Michelle. Now, I'm just thinking, and Paulie gave us a pretty good description then, but just let's describe dragon boating for first timers. So I've never been over to Bribie to, and I have, loved it. Yeah, tell us just exactly what a person could expect when they front up that very first day.
Okay, so when you front up the very first day, what you can expect is there will be people there ready to give you a warm welcome. They will tick you off a list because usually people are asked to register ahead of time. And what that means is you are covered by insurance,
yes.
which is very important.
Yes.
We go through a safety briefing, check that you are happy to have your photograph used because we take lots of photos. So some people don't want it, but there's a photographic consent. There's also the medical consent because at the end of the day, you know, it's there is always an inherent danger in a water sport especially. Yes. So we take care of all that safety side of things, and paddlers are then talked through what the stroke looks like, what the expectation is, do a gentle warm-up, meet the coaches, and are taken down to the boats.
Okay. Okay.
Which is the exciting part. Everybody can't wait to get in.
Normally, straight to the boats, I'd be.
They want to go straight to the boats, but we have to cover off on the safety aspects. Yeah. Yes. And then they get in the boat. They're partnered up usually with somebody of a similar weight and size.
Oh, good.
So we sit two abreast in a boat, hips locked firmly against the side of the boat, and that's where you stay. You don't you don't lean in, you don't lean out, you keep the balance.
Because nobody wants to tip.
Oh, no.
The mission is to stay above water. Yeah.
So the boat's lovely and stable as long as everybody follows all those safety rules.
And you're always listening to the sweep. So Michelle's a sweep at the back. They steer the boat, and it's all about listening to instructions because especially I think the most important one is jam stop. So if there's any, we're going fast and we may hit another boat or whatever or a pylon, that jam stop is basically putting the brakes on. But so focus in the boat, listening to instructions and just staying in time.
Okay. That's when we're getting pretty good, Paulie, isn't it? I mean, we've only just got there
And it does take time. The first couple of months, your arms are pretty sore.
Oh, they will.
They're not used to this because it's all about muscle memory, and there's muscles you may not have used prior.
And that's the thing, you know, people think you're using your arms, but you're not. You're not. It's not an arm pull. It's
the
whole body. And so we go through all of that. But at Pumicestone, we have a come and try program that runs over a series of weeks where people are introduced to the different aspects. And I think, you know, like every sport, no matter how long you've been in it, you are always learning.
Yeah. And getting that little bit better.
Definitely.
Exactly. Definitely. I've had people, you know, come in and they say, I could never make it to the bridge when I first started. And 3 months later, they're so proud and I'm so proud of them because they've gone all the way to the bridge without stopping.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's just wonderful.
It is. Yeah. It's personal development. Even though it's a team sport, it's very much personal development at the same time.
Yeah. Lovely. Absolutely pumped to get ready for this. So let's get back to the titles with the Pumicestone Club, the third at the state titles, I believe. Is that right?
Oh, we got all different medals, didn't we?
Yeah, there's all different categories.
Yeah, so different divisions.
And what about, well, we've talked a little bit about the training and the prep. What about the club culture? And I think, Michelle and Paulie, you both touched on that it's a very welcoming, non-judgmental, you know, if you starting out and you can't paddle quite as well as you'd like to, so that's always good, because when you go into places that are very, very athletic and you're not quite there yet, you can feel a little bit intimidated, can't you?
Absolutely. The culture is super important, and I've been in the sport a very long time, and one of the things with the Pumicestone Come and Try program, because it's structured and because it only happens, we don't accept paddlers just coming to try as a random drop-in. It's very structured. That means we have the welcome committee there. We have the paddler welfare person there. We have somebody there who looks after our newbies when they come onto the water, when they get off the water.
Yes.
So that you get that sense of, of belonging and of integrating, which, as you said, Rosemary, is very hard when you turn up as a new person. You don't know anybody, and if you don't want to be the wallflower, somebody needs to come up and come you and, so you and feel, bring you in.
You feel nurtured and you know you've got support there.
Yeah.
And I think if you didn't have those two elements, you wouldn't hang around. And no, it's not a sport for everyone.
No.
But for majority, it's a wonderful sport. Yeah.
Yeah. It's more than than just sport. That's the thing about Dragon Boat.
It's a lifestyle.
It is a lifestyle, a paddling lifestyle, and it is very embracing of all cultures and backgrounds.
Good. Yes.
And I think Pumicestone does it well because we have 171 members, so something must be going right.
Yes. Largest club in Queensland.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if we are, but we're very close to. Yeah,
how wonderful is that?
Yeah.
And how many boats have you got?
We currently have 4 boats.
Okay. So there's, 22 people in a boat?
Boat, 22. Okay. Carries 22. So we've got 4 boats. Two of them are new. But 2 of them are old and are constantly being repaired. So it is always a challenge.
As we get older. Constantly being repaired.
Yeah, it's a challenge to keep the boats on the water. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. Ladies, I think we could talk about this for a week, and I'm sort of just enjoying looking at the anticipation and excitement on your faces, because we know that when this happens in April, to become the Aussie Champs 2026, how wonderful would that be? Just give me a little bit of a vision for the future of this sport in Australia. Just what's that, Michelle?
So the vision for the future is it is only going to grow bigger. There is currently a project underway to beyond 10,000 paddlers. Mm. We are just under the 10,000 Australia-wide.
Yeah.
And it's a program that has been funded by the Australian Sports Commission and the Australian Dragon Boat Federation. And we in Queensland have also received some seed funding for this program to build up the numbers, with a particular focus on the youth end and the premier, the under 40s, because as you would have heard Paulie say, she's been in the sport 10 years, I've been in it just short of 30 probably.
Yeah.
So we do need the next generation. Yeah. We do need those next generation. And we'll be able to become officials or something on the sidelines when we can no longer get into the boat.
There's also a lot of sessions. So if you're new to paddling, we have quite a few sessions. Like we're on the water at 6 in the morning.
Yes.
But there's some that train at 5 in the afternoon. But we also have the weekend sessions as well. So there's always a session open.
There's an opportunity for different times of the day.
And if there's people in their 40s and they want to take it up, and they think, oh, no, I'm working. No, I'm still working. And, and you work around it, and, sunrise and there's sunset.
And usually where there's a will, there's a way.
That's right. And
absolutely. Yeah, that is the thing. We make time for what we want to do.
And there's quite a few clubs coming to nationals. There'll be, like when you said the 10,000, just under 10,000, I feel as if there's going to be like, all that amount there. Quite a few.
So we've got 76 clubs attending. Now, if you remember, we talked at States, we had 31 clubs.
Wow.
So this is more than double.
Yeah. Yes.
And across the 6 days, you know, we have over the day with the lowest number has 966 participants.
Wow.
And the day with the highest number currently is just shy of 1,900 athletes.
Yeah,
so it's big.
It's
which
busy,
is why I need 6 days
to get through all of them. I just, Lake Kawana is a beautiful, beautiful lake as well.
It is.
And what a great opportunity for people coming from other states to enjoy Queensland and our wonderful weather. Hey?
Yeah. Yeah, and the Sunshine Coast has so much to offer.
And with the Olympics coming up as well, sport's very much front of mind for a lot of people. And, and you know, if people are at home and they haven't done exercise for a while, well, time to get the body moving.
Have a think about it. And this was going to be my next question, Paulie, is, well, hopefully people have found out a fair bit more about it today, but how do they join?
So you can go to the AusDBF website, Australian Dragon Boat Federation, and that has all the clubs listed. So there's something called a Dragon Pass you can sign up for, which allows you a 1 month free trial. So you can, you know, try before you buy.
Yes. Yes.
And if you're in Palmerstone, Moreton Bay area, and you'd like to come to Bribey Island, our next come and try is on Saturday, the 13th of June.
Okay.
So look for Dragon Boat Palmerstone on, yes, on Facebook. Just type it into Google, mm-hmm, and up will pop.
Yeah, Google tell you anything. Yep,
and, yep, you, and you can register for that one.
Lovely. Mm. And Paulie, thanks so much for the pair of you coming in. And listeners, we've been speaking to Michelle Hanton and Paulie Buckman, and they've been sharing their absolute passion and insights with us today. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Rosemary.
From the incredible origins of dragon boating in Australia to Palmerstone's brilliant third place finish at the state titles, and everything to come at the Oz Champs April 18 to 23 at the Sunny Coast, it's clear that this sport is something truly special. Well, probably all we can only say right now is go Queenslander, go Palmerstone, bring home the gold. Get along and support our local teams at the Nationals at Lake Kawana Sportsman's Parade, Boccarina, Sunshine Coast. We'll see you on the water. Search other podcasts on Dragon Boating with Michelle and Paulie on 1015fm.com.au.